wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
All of you, God, and none of us, Father. And Lord, we pray that your word, you said, will not go out void, but it will accomplish the purpose wherewith you send it, God. So we're leaning and we're depending on you.
Leaning on you, Lord.
Use us to your glory, for your glory.
Yes.
And for the edification of your people. And that somebody, Lord, may come crying, what must I do to be saved? We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you, O God. Amen and thank God. This is truly a day God has made.
Yeah.
And I am rejoicing. We should rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
For the Lord is good. And his mercy endured throughout all generations.
Oh, yeah.
Our scripture reading will come from Luke. The 12th chapter of Luke, 22nd, 23rd, and 31st verse. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. Luke writes this book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and he also writes the book of Acts.
Yeah.
Luke was a physician by profession and close companion of Paul. He traveled with Paul on his missionary journey. Luke is writing to the Gentiles. And particularly, he's addressed in his letter to Theophilus. And through Theophilus, through the church. And to the all believers everywhere.
Yeah.
And the scripture reads as follows. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. For life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Verse 31 says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. First seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Brother, first seek ye the kingdom of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all these other things that we are seeking. Yeah. God said that will be added to us. Scripture in Jesus and talking with his disciples was trying to instruct them in how we are to live in these times that we're living in difficult times. How we are to put our trust in him. Rather than looking at our physical, external, but no, we're to be more concerned about our internal well-being. We know that we need physical, we have physical needs. And so Jesus here in this passage of scriptures is talking to his disciples. And he piggybacks this to his disciples off of the previous scriptures from 13 through 21. And Jesus there in that passage of scriptures, he's talking about, he gives a parable when this young man came and asked Jesus to ask his brother to share the inheritance. And Jesus saying to this young man, who am I? Am I a judge? And then he begins to tell him, he says, I don't want y'all to be caught up in things, worrying about money and materialistic things, things that have no value to you, things that are not lasting to you. He said, there are more important things that matters. And he began to give them that parable about the rich young fool, how he was caught up in the physical realm and had no concern about his spiritual well-being. And Jesus began to talk to him, and he began to tell him about the parable, how the man, he had a barn, but he wanted to tear down that barn and build a bigger barn. And in his mindset, he wanted to tear that barn down, build a bigger barn, and then he thought to himself, I'll sit back, eat, drink, and be merry. But in his thinking, this man had no concern for his spiritual well-being. And not only that, but he had no concern for nobody else. His whole and total ministry was to himself. It was all about me, myself, and I. And so the Bible said that Jesus, in this parable, while he was talking, he says he calls this man a fool.
All right.
Because he was so concerned about his physical well-being.
Yeah.
He was so concerned about those things that are only temporary. He was so concerned about the external that he had no concern towards God. He had no concern about where he gonna spend eternity. None of that was not on his agenda. All that was on his agenda was making himself comfortable in this life. And you know, sometimes we have that problem with people. They are more concerned about making themselves comfortable in this life. But the Bible said, this is not our home. Yeah. I don't care whether you are a sinner, this is not your home either. God has another place prepared for those that reject him. This is not their home either. And certainly for the church, it is not our home. We are strangers. We are away from home. We are pilgrims. We are sojourners on our way home. And so here Jesus began to tell him. He says, you're a fool.
Yeah.
If we allow ourselves to be caught up in the external and we neglect the spiritual things of life,
yeah,
God calls that person a fool. He says, for this day, what? Your soul is required of you.
Yeah.
Everything that you built up, everything that you've stored up, all of your treasures, God says you're nothing but a fool because what? This day you finna die and somebody else gonna enjoy that stuff. Yeah. And so God is saying something to us. Don't get caught up in the temporary, but get caught up in the eternal. And so then he began to bring that home to the disciples. And the Bible says, and he was saying unto his disciples, and he used the phrase therefore, which means for this reason. Yeah. He says, for this reason, that's why I don't want you getting caught up in that. I don't want you worrying about things that you cannot do anything about. And this message is, seek ye the kingdom of God. So Jesus is saying to them, for this reason, therefore I'm saying unto you, for this reason, for the reason that this man was caught up. Yeah, but he took no interest in where he was going to spend eternal life.
My Lord.
Evidently, he must have thought he was going to live forever.
Yeah.
But the Bible says you're a fool. And so Jesus began to talk to the disciples, and he's talking to us. So we need to hear what Jesus is saying to us.
Yeah.
Because we too, we worry about a lot of things that we cannot do anything about. We're caught up in a lot of the physical things, and we neglect our spiritual things, which is the most important thing. God knows what we need. And he began to talk to the disciples here, and he began to say to them, I don't want you to take no thought for your life.
No.
Now, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He said, I don't even want you worrying about your life.
No. Mm-hmm. No, no.
Why? Because what? I don't want you worrying about whether you live or whether you die, because you don't have no control over that. We don't have no control over when we're going to die. And last Sunday I told you the steps of a good man, they're ordered by God. God have already put things in place. And so God is saying, I don't want you worrying about anything. I already got this. If we're his children, we don't have to worry about nothing. God knows our needs. So he says, take no thought for it.
All right.
That means I don't want you sitting at home wondering, how I'm going to pay this? How I'm going to meet this need? How I'm going to meet that need? What he's really trying to say, I just want you to trust me. Submit, surrender yourself to me and trust me. So many times our blood pressures are up. Our sugar is up. We bring all of these problems on ourselves, and it's all because we fail to trust God. We fail to trust God. We're like this man here. We think we are doing everything. You see what I'm saying? And that's what the Sunday school lesson was about. God didn't want the Israelites to think that they was doing anything. God wanted them to know that the glory solely belonged to him. And so he's telling us, I don't want you worrying about that.
No.
I don't want you anxious about nothing. But on all things, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving in your heart, let your request be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. And what he said, and he says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. He said it will guard your heart and your mind.
Oh, yeah.
It'll bring down that blood pressure if we put it in God's hand.
All right.
It'll regulate that sugar if we put it in God's hand.
No.
Yeah, it'll ease some of those aches and pains from anxiety. If we would put everything in God's hand and trust God that he's working it out. Look what he says here. He said, I don't want you worrying about your life. Life is more than what we eat, y'all. Life is more than this body. Life is more than what dress I'm going to wear on this Sunday or that Sunday. It's more to life than that. Some people are just caught up in that. But Jesus said, it's more to life than that. He says, my meat is to do the will of my Father who sent me. Look what he says. He said, I don't want you worrying about those things.
Come on,
I know you got to eat. I know you need bread. Jesus is bread. He's the bread of life. I know you need clothes. But he wants us clothed with the clothes of righteousness.
Yes.
I know you're thirsty, but he's living water.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want you to worry about those things.
No.
Jesus says, life is more than meat. Is the body is more than raiment. He says, look at the birds. He said, consider.
Yeah.
If God is so concerned about a raven,
yeah, sure.
If God is so concerned about a bird,
yeah.
Look what God is saying. He says, look at those birds. They don't go out there and sow. No. They don't take those seeds and dig up and plant.
No.
They don't put the caterpillar or the worm there. They don't make the trees. They don't plant that for the tree to grow. But God is concerned about them. He says, consider the ravens. That means think about this, y'all. Come on, think about it. Bring your mind. Bring your mind into play with what God is saying to us.
Yeah.
And if we will begin to think about this, think about what God is doing for the birds and the bees. And we are the crown of his creation. Think about what God is doing. He said they don't sow, they don't reap nothing. Which neither have, he says, storehouse nor barn.
All right.
They're not storing up nothing. But God says they survive it. Why? It's because God is the one that feeds them. God is the one that's providing for them. God is even working on their behalf. He says that. You look at that. Look in that verse right there, the 24. He said, and God feeded them. So if God will take care of a raven, y'all better think about it. Think about it. God said, consider this. Because when we worry about these things, when we worry about what I'm going to eat, when we worry about what I'm going to wear, when we allow these things to send us to the hospital, when we allow it to get our blood pressure up, it's saying to God, I don't trust you. God, this problem is too big for you. You can't handle it. I can't handle it. God, you can't handle it. And you sitting there worrying about it and you still not handling it. We're still not handling it. He said, how much more are you better than birds? God is speaking to his children. He said, I don't want you sitting around worrying about nothing. I got this. I'm going to take care of you. If you're God's, he will take care of you. And matter of fact, I know he will, because he's raining on the just and the unjust. He's doing, taking care of business with the just and the unjust. And the reason why God is doing that, because of his great love. Because of his great love and his mercy. He says, and which of you, even if you could do it, taking thought, even if you is sitting there worrying about it, day in and day out, losing sleep, getting gray before our time. You know what I'm saying? Even if you sitting there worrying about it, what you can do about it? Look what God says in 25. He said, you can't add nothing to your stature, not one cube, to your lifespan. Because we don't hold life. God is the one that adds. He's the one that can take away. He said, you can't do nothing about that. The psalmist says in 39:5, he says, all, behold, all my days, or as hand-breaded. Hand-breaded. He said, that's just how the length of my life. All my days are as hand-breaded. And he said, my age is nothing to God. And he says, even man at his best, even at your best, you still just a breath away from death. You just a breath away. Everything is in God's hands. He's in control. So God tells the disciples, I don't want you worried. He's talking to the church. I don't want you worrying about that. You can't do nothing about. Why sit there and worry about what you cannot do anything about? No, take it to the Lord in prayer. And then he say, and leave it there. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says what? Cast all of your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for us.
Yeah.
So while we're worrying, we should be praying. And then he goes on, he says, if then you be not able to do those things which are least, why are you taking thought for the rest? Why are you sitting there worrying about the rest? And he goes on to talk about the lilies, how beautiful they are.
All right.
And how he clothed them with that beauty. He says Solomon in all of his mirage and all of that Solomon had, God said is not more beautiful, is not arrayed. Solomon in all of his glory, he says not clothed more beautiful than the lilies. And Solomon was one of the wealthiest men there was in his time.
Yes, he was.
One of the wealthiest kings. The Queen of Sheba came from the east to see Solomon and all of his wealth. And the Bible say the spirit left from her. She was so amazed at his wisdom. But Solomon didn't ask God for all of that wealth. Solomon's prayer to God was, give me an understanding heart. That I may be able to go in and out before your people. Solomon wasn't worried about all the things that we sit around here and worry about wealth and riches.
No, no.
He wanted to seek how he may serve God better. How he could be the best king that he could be for the Lord. How he could build up God's people. Solomon's heart was first seeking the kingdom of God and all of God's righteousness.
Yeah.
And the Lord told Solomon, because you didn't ask me, because you asked me for an understanding heart, God blessed him with all of that wealth and riches. But it wasn't because he sought after it. And then Solomon later writes in Ecclesiastes, he said, all that I have and all that I've been through, I realize that without God, it is nothing. Vanity, vanity, vanity.
Yeah.
He said, it don't cause nothing but worry. You can get all the money. You can be a millionaire, Sister Williams. You're going to sit there and worry about it if somebody going to try to rob you. Somebody going to break in on you. So he says, they don't toil, and yet I say unto you, Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed one like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass, if God is concerned about that grass out there that we mow up, y'all, we plow it up, the sun scorch it, we rake it up, burn it. But God is concerned that he clothes it.
Yeah.
It comes back up. Beautiful, more beautiful than ever. But God said, if I take care of that, which is today and gone tomorrow, he said, how much more will I clothe you? How much more will I take care of you? How much more will I provide for you? How much more will I meet your needs? If I'm doing this for the birds and I'm doing this for the lilies, and we are the crown of God's creation, he says, how much more? And you know, when I think about the raven and I think about the birds and I think about the lilies and how God blessed them and they don't toil, and some of us, we are truly blessed and we didn't go out there and work for it. But the favor of God was upon us. We didn't go out there and toil for some of the blessings, Pastor Dunkley, that we have. Somebody else labored. Somebody else toiled and blessed us. And that was through God. He'll send forth blessings in strange ways.
Yes, he will.
Just like he did with Israel, walking around that wall. That unconventional way. Yeah. God will send forth blessings in strange ways. Strange ways. But we have to keep focus. We have to keep our focus on what's important. We have to stay focused on God. First seek ye the kingdom of God, he says, in all of his righteousness. And God says, when you're seeking me, I don't want you to be doubtful. I don't want you to worry about it. If your cover's bad, don't worry about it. You trust in God? You believe in God? You standing on the promises of God? He says, I don't want no what if. What if the mail don't run? That's not in the, that can't be in our mind. Yeah. What if I lose my job? Some of us sit around with the what ifs. We worry ourselves into a panic attack with the what ifs. What if my check is not enough to meet the bills? What if? If we do what God says, he'll meet our needs. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And God owns everything. He owns all of the cattle that's on 1,000 hills. He owns all of the silver and the gold. Psalms 24 says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. And God says, I'll meet your needs. He says, now these things, this is what the world does. This is how the world, they worry about those things. They worry about how they're going to pay this and how they're going to pay that. The world seek after. But he says, your father know it that you have needs. He know we need that bread for our daily living. But most of all, we need him. He's the bread of life. He know we need water and shelter. But most of all, we need him. Yeah. He's our shelter in the time of storm.
All right.
He says, but this is what I want you to focus on. Because I already know what you need.
Yeah.
And I thank God that he already knows what we need. Yeah, he knows when we're thirsty. He knows when we're hungry. He knows when we need clothes on our back. He knows those things. So we don't have to pray repetitively. We don't have to keep going to God for those things. Because God already knows. We don't have to go to him saying, God, this is me, knee bow, body bend. And I need bread.
Yeah.
And then the next day, God, did you hear me? I know you're not hard of hearing. You know. God already knows those things. But he wants us to trust him. And sometimes in our situation, God say, wait.
Yeah.
He wants us to wait on him.
Yeah.
Wait on God. Stay where you are. Stay on your knees. But stay where you are. And begin to thank God for the bread. Yeah, the cover's bare, but you begin to thank God that your covers are full. Because see, that's what faith says. Faith says that I see it. Even though it don't be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I see that my covers are full. Because I'm trusting God. Yeah, Lord. He says, but I want you to stay focused. And I want you to seek the kingdom of God.